Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very pleasant good morning to you, and hopefully for some of you, a dry morning. This is Harold Gunn. Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and there is some irony in the fact that our guest today, Michael Collins, co-owner of Tideline Boats out of North Carolina, great new catamaran lineup. He was supposed to be our guest last week, could not make it, but I guess if there was a show in a weekend we needed to talk about boats, it was probably this one, and we'll get into more about weather and what's going on in parts of the Lone Star State. Plus, we've got some news headed your way, so y'all stick around. Remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join Don Armstrong and me for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And for far too many folks, weekend plans probably includes drying out, cleaning up a little bit from the unbelievable rains that have occurred across much of Texas. In southeast Texas, they're calling it the 500-year flood.
Right, and I'm calling it my flood insurance goes up next year flood. I mean, we didn't get it, thank the Lord, but six doors down, water in the house, and then the end of the block, really, really high water, because we're a block off of White Oak Bio and in the county, and the houses backed up to White Oak flooded.
I'm puckered up right now because we're on the backside of Attucks Reservoir.
And the stuff is still flowing. That's the thing. Yeah, we're talking
water's
about
still coming up.
Some roads here in Houston, some very busy ones, Six, Eldridge, those are going to be closed for at least a month because of the high water.
I heard
that Barker Reservoir.
I heard from Clay Road to Park 10, where the dam basically is, will be shut down for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And, of course, as those newcomers to Texas and Houston may not know, that was built about, those dams, Attucks and Barker, were built about 90 years ago to protect downtown Houston and those homes and subdivisions on the lower portion of Buffalo Bio.
Right.
And course, with them retaining and so much water coming down. Uh-huh. I mean, we had rains as late as Thursday, you know, some more strong moving through.
Well, of course, coming across the state, too. So you've got the rivers are so swollen.
And all the water above stream, upstream. Right. And that's a concern. And so, so far, you know, my home has been, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Due to the rains and retention lakes and all have gone down. But my concern is that water continues to back up.
Right.
300 yards away, I can see the end of the dam.
Oh, okay. What happens if they decide to let the dam flow out a little bit? Open the floodgates.
Well, quite honestly, I'm hoping that, you know, they're going to let it go. But by the same token, and we'll get into this more in our outdoor report, but there's only one place for this water to go.
Yeah.
And that is into the bay systems.
Right.
And, you know, flow on out into the Gulf. And depending upon tide levels, which we will talk about later.
Yes, yes.
You know, I mean, if all of a sudden, if a north wind came in and blew water out, then, you know, water would drain on out much more quickly. Right. But high tides...
It don't drain.
...are not a friend right now.
Right. And the people on the San Jacinto River, I mean, the whole thing. And I've got to tell a bit of a story on my personal mechanic and friend, Wayne Cronin, at Pronto Muffler Center in Houston. Wayne's such a great guy. And I called him to see how he was doing. And he said, no, the water gods were mad at me. Because at the height of the storm on Sunday night... He says, now the house was fine, but he said at midnight, my water bed burst and flooded the bedroom.
Oh, no.
And I went, oh, no. I hate to laugh, but it could have been worse. And certainly the loss of life, vehicles. I mean, we all know somebody that has lost a lot, and it's just such a shame. And there's not a whole heck of a lot you can do about it.
No, and at this time, it's a time to scramble and to kind of regroup. And that's going to take a while. We mentioned them last week, and I mentioned them again today as a place to buy some very, very, very affordable camping equipment, sleeping mm-hmm. bags. I mean, you may have linens. You may have things that you cannot use.
Right.
But Camping Max, and that's with two X's, CampingMaxx.com. Consistently the lowest prices, and they've got a spring sale going on. And you mentioned Texas Outdoors Journal, mm-hmm. There's discounts up to an additional 30% available.
Okay.
So it might help you folks out kind of get through an interim period. Something else that I'm really proud of so far, and we certainly hope it continues, have you noticed how none of the news services, local, state, or national, have had any reports of looting?
Well, this is Texas.
I understand yeah. that totally. Because, I mean, Austin, LaGrange, I mean, it's not just Houston.
Correct.
I mean, there are other parts, Wharton, Colorado County, where the, you know, this is going to have a tremendous impact for months.
Mm-hmm.
Months.
Yep.
As we're wrapping up the outdoor segment of last week's show, got some information that came in. We just had so much going on, we thought we'd share it. And, you know, we had a share lunker back in October.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've gone for 4.5 months. Which in is, March and April.
Is that a record?
Well,
is that longer than a dry spell, right?
Yeah. March and April are like the two stellar months when, you know, big bass are caught. Well, after a 4.5 month drought with no entries, Bruce Butler of Amarillo ended the drought with a 13.13-pound fish from Lake Allen Henry.
Okay.
That's a lake that really came on the scenes a few years ago. And, in fact, Lake Allen Henry is now tied with Sam Rayburn for second place in the number of entries in the Share Lunker program of 26. Only Lake Fork, with 257,
boy.
You know, has produced more. But kind of a neat situation to see Lake Allen Henry, a lake that was down about 11 feet, fill back up, and I'll tell you right now, it's about just a little shy of 3 foot low.
Okay.
Texas game wardens continue to aid Houston area flood response. And again, Harold and I continue to point to the men and women that serve and protect our wild resources. Mm-hmm. But as law enforcement, you know, first responders, they serve such a wide diversity of.
They're more cross-trained, I would think, than any other enforcement wing out there when you think about it.
Oh, absolutely. And their law enforcement abilities are the broadest of any department that I can think of, mm-hmm. Of anybody. So they continue to serve and monitor, and we appreciate all you men and women that watch over us. On Thursday of this week, proud Texans, stand up with your chest thrown out.
Yeehaw.
San Jacinto Day. And that's what I knew it as a kid growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It was San Jacinto Day.
Right.
It wasn't Texas Independence. It was San Jacinto Day, the day that Sam Houston, as some say, stopped running, you know, and turned and kicked butt.
Well, that was the plan.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. You know, he was trying to whip those boys into shape,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
And old Sandy Annie, as my father-in-law would say, got caught with his pants down.
Yes.
In more ways than one.
Correct. Oh, the yellow rose of Texas. Anyway, a lot of ways to tell that story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, I guess back in your day that you probably as a child helped pick up
back
debris and stuff. but when I was a young shaver, it was a holiday, if I remember right, a school holiday.
Yeah, right, it was.
And now, you know, you don't hear that much,
mm-hmm,
except for here on Texas Outdoor News.
Correct.
You know.
Yeah, but I remember going out there, my folks taking me out there, regularly and all the festivities out there that they have.
Tell you what, if you have not ventured to the San Jacinto Monument and the grounds, it is impressive, and it's becoming even more impressive because the restoration,
mm-hmm, correct,
taking it back to the way it was, the landscape, because there's been subsidence, mm-hmm, all sorts of natural or man-made phenomena that have taken place.
Right.
One of my all-time favorite restaurants is no longer.
San Jacinto Inn,
you know.
Mm, boy.
And Snooksy and Richard Polk were the proprietors there, and that was just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Of course, Battleship Texas is there.
Well, later on, though, John Jones, Jesse's kid.
All right. Yeah. Well, actually, he owned it, mm-hmm, and Richard and Snooksy were the owners, and I believe Snooksy was related to John Jones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great bunch of people, and just... what a feed.
Right. You can drive the area. Of course, going on this weekend, assuming it's not been canceled, is the reenactment. And with all the wetness and everything, it may be...
We need to check, but I don't know.
Curtailed.
But they're pretty tough.
Yeah. Well, but you can drive around. There's different monuments marking locations, mm-hmm, of the breastwork in Santa Ana's camp.
Right.
And you can stand there and still look and see the rise, mm-hmm, that the Texans came up, that just obscured the Mexicans' vision of them,
right,
their advance. I
yep.
mean, so much history, so much.
And you can feel
area.
It.
Oh, you
when
really
you stand
can.
There, you can feel it.
You really
yeah,
can.
Yeah, visit battlegrounds. I mean, when I went to Little Bighorn, I'm standing there going, oh, my. You know,
as far as you can see,
yeah, you know, so, you know, you need to do that. But San Jacinto, the whole thing is cool. That whole area is great.
Well, this completes what started back in February,
mm-hmm,
with the siege, the beginning of the siege of the Alamo and things of that nature.
Right.
We have a long, long period in which we celebrate.
Did you see that thing last week? I'm sorry, the Golden Knights, the Army jumping team,
mm-hmm,
the skydiving team, landing in the Alamo Plaza.
Really?
Look at all the trees and power lines and all that kind of stuff. You talk about precision.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pinpoint.
Oh, boy. You bet.
They were throwing darts.
Uh-huh. Absolutely were.
Sure.
You betcha.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if Harold has been on or off the road, plus the outdoor report. It's headed your way.
America's best-selling truck 39 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, cause it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Here's to the winners in the 27th CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. If you enter by April 29th, you could win a Dartle Boat, Mercury Motor, McLean Trader package worth $40,000. Just ask Terry Sharp.
As the saying goes, the early bird gets the boat. Thank you, CCA.
Plus, you can still fish the tournament featuring $1 million worth of other great prizes from sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Houston Community Newspapers and Media Group, Fox Sports Southwest, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, Costa Sunglasses, Haney Boats, Mowdy Boats, Shoalwater Boats, and Dartle Boats. Sign up by April 29th at participating Academy Sports and Outdoor stores, local bait camps, and marinas. Information available at participating Ford dealers or go to startournament.org. But hurry, because as the saying goes, the early bird gets the boat.
It's time. Time for the 80th Annual Shrine Circus, April 20 through 24, at the Fort Bend Fairgrounds in Rosenberg. Featuring the internationally famous Terra Nova's Tigers, the Valencia's Motorcycle Incline, Ian Garden and his amazing camels, and much, much more. Fun for the entire family and your chance to support the world's greatest charity. And remember, one child under 12 receives a free ticket with each paid adult. Tickets for the 80th Annual Arabia Shrine Circus are available online at ArabiaShrineCircus.com. That's ArabiaShrineCircus.com.
It is time to find out if Harold has been on or off the road. So what's it been?
Yes, it's been on the road only, but
you're not driving one of those convertibles that can go on land or serve as a boat, are you? I mean,
no.
Have you ever driven one of those?
No, I have not. Been around them.
Been around
seen
them?
Seen them?
Seen
them?
Yeah, okay.
But I've touched one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but never drove one. Anyhow, no, this is the new Prius, the 2016 Prius 4. I always kind of liked the concept of Prius. I never liked the look of Prius. They've changed that. A lot more style, a lot more aerodynamic. So it's just nicer looking. Four-door hatchback, and I'm a nut for hatchbacks. Inside the thing, it looks like a spaceship. There's a lot of space-age plastic and polymer and carbon fiber and stuff like that. But it's very, very cool, very clean. And a very solid ride, it really is. It's their hybrid synergy drive system, which mates an electric motor to a four-cylinder engine. So depending on demand, it depends on what you use the most of. They've added an active grille shutter, which also helps with the aero. Their star safety system, obviously they're going to have all the things. They're going to keep you safe anyway, and Toyota's really good about that. Outside, they have rain-sensing wipers, bi-LED headlamps, heated power outside mirrors. This thing's got a lot of nice stuff. Fold-down rear bench seat so you can haul that much more when you open up that hatchback. Three-door smart key system. Push-button. Everybody likes push-button. I had a push-button on my 48 Ford, though, because it was on the floor.
All right.
Had to turn the key on first. But anyway, these things are neat. Of course, it's certainly quiet, so you got to make sure it's on. They do have indicators that tell you that. This had a premium convenient package that added a 7-inch JBL touchscreen. Of course, the big speakers, a lot of USB ports on the thing. It's very handy. Phone capability, hands-free, advanced voice recognition, Bluetooth, emergency assistance, stolen vehicle locator, collision notification, intelligent clearance sonar, intelligent park assist, lots of stuff. And what's cool about this thing, too, I said a solid ride. I did a test in California, and somebody had asked somebody, what's the engine limited at? You know, how fast will it go before it won't go any faster? You know, and they said, oh, we think maybe it's 110 or something. And we had a test drive to El Toro Marine Naval Air Station, which has been decommissioned, but we were doing a cone course. And when I pulled in, I was at the end of this runway, which goes on forever. And I went, what the heck? It's limited to 105. Because I went roaring by him in this thing. And it's solid at 105. It really is. And they said, what were you doing? I said, just testing. You're limited at 105. Oh, okay. That's the answer. I want you to know that. But they're neat. Check it out, though. You know, they ain't cheap, but you may get a tax rebate. Base, still nice, is 28. Loaded with all the extras this had were 33. What makes it an easier thing to handle is you get 50 miles per gallon on the highway and 54 in the city because you use the electric motor more. Mm. So check the thing out. 2016 Toyota Prius 4.
Let me add a bit of news that we didn't get to in our news segment, but on Tuesday of this week, Bass Pro announced that they are preparing a bid to purchase Cabela's. Mm. Now, this is not anything new. There's been rumors of it since November, but Bass Pro Shops is partnering with Goldman Sachs private equity fund.
Oh, my.
Value back in November was around $3 billion for Cabela's. Now it's about $3.6 billion. Of course, they employ about 2,000 of Sydney, Nebraska's 6,800. That's Cabela's.
Yeah.
And the thought is that with the potential buyout, if that comes to fruition, that consolidation will likely take place to Springfield, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
But that's big news.
So they're both great companies.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And what John Morris has done with Bass Pro and mm-hmm. Tracker Marine, I mean,
right.
It's just unbelievable. All right, now let's go to our outdoor report. Heading to Amistad Reservoir, Big Friendly, about 24 and a half feet low, but black bass fishing, very good. Very good on jerkbait, spinnerbaits, and crankbait, spinnerbaits, and jigs. This is another lake like Allen Henry that I really expect to give up, a share lunker. Catfishing, good on cheese bait and shrimp. Yellow catfish, good on trot lines. Heading to our power plant lakes, Brawny, Calaveras, and Coletta Creek. Not a lot to talk to there other than Brawny, where channel and blue catfishing is good on shrimp, and Calaveras, where blue catfish are good on cut bait. Choke Canyon Reservoir, 23 feet low, with catfishing good. I tell you what, it's going to be catfish for a while. Falcon Reservoir, black bass fishing good on watermelon and chartreuse soft plastics. Then we head to Lake Brownwood, black bass fishing good on red bug spinnerbaits and shaky heads with grande bass, finesse worms in 3 to 6 feet of water. Crappie good are very good on minnows over brush piles in 16 to 25 feet of water. And folks up there around Brownwood, how do you like to have a lake that's full again?
There you go.
Several times now, and is actually about a half a foot high.
Okay, let's go to Lake Conroe. This is East Texas, friends. Okay, black bass are good on watermelon Carolina rig soft plastics and on small spinnerbaits. Catfish are good on stinky bait and cheese bait. Lake of the Pines, no reports available, so call ahead because some ramps are going to be closed due to the high water. Livingston, black bass are good on watermelon crankbaits, spinnerbaits, rattle traps. Striped bass are fair on live shad. White bass are good on rattle traps and little fishies. Crappie are good on minnows, and blue cats are good on shad. Yellow cats are fair on live bait. Athens, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, hollow body frogs, and buzz baits. Crappie are good on minnows, bass drop. Black bass are good on watermelon crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. Channel and blue cats are good on live bait, shrimp, and stink bait. Belton, black bass are good on soft plastic worms on the bottom. Hybrid stripers are fair on live shad. White bass are good on light blue jigs. Crappie are good on minnows under lights at night. Channel and blue cats are good on summer sausage and hot dogs. Fayette, black bass are good on shad crankbaits and watermelon soft plastic worms over the grass. Palestine, white bass are good on slabs. Richland Chambers, hybrid stripers are good on slabs. Somerville, hybrid stripers are good on green striper jigs. Channel and blue cats are good on shrimp. Tawakoni, catfish are good on trot lines. Texoma, black bass are good on crankbaits, spinnerbaits, popars. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs. Striped bass are good on slabs and minnows. Central Texas Way, Big Lake Buchanan, black bass are good on bleeding shad rattle traps, chartreuse, terminators, spinnerbaits, and pumpkin seed wacky sticks over grass in the creeks. Canyon, black bass are good on chartreuse topwaters and spinnerbaits, and on root beer red flake baby brush hogs in creeks and main lake flats in 10 to 18 feet of water. Smallmouth bass are good on chartreuse tubes on jig heads, white JDC curl-tail grubs, and bleeding shad tiny traps along main lake points and ledges, LBJ. Black bass are good on perch-colored topwaters, watermelon red rattle traps, and green pumpkin tubes in 12 to 25 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows and chartreuse curbs, crappie jigs over the brush piles. Travis, it's high, oh my. Black bass are good on chrome topwaters, watermelon brush hogs, and white grubs.
On the coast, kind of a tale of two halves from, say, Port O'Connor, San Antonio Bay, northward to Sabine, we're going to be dealing with runoff. And particularly on the upper coast out of Sabine, Trinity, Galveston, on into Matagorda and West Matagorda Bay. Your best bet, unless you have intimate knowledge of those bays, is probably to go fishing with a guide.
Yeah.
Because of all the freshwater runoff, having to get out of the way of that water, you're either going to have to get out of the way of it, or last spring, you have to fish underneath it, which really turned into just dragging. And I'm serious about just dragging a soft plastic bait on a jig head along the bottom around shell structure. West Galveston Bay could be a good option for you. Some of the marsh areas around the San Bernard River, another good option. On down to East Matagorda Bay, that is somewhat isolated and protected. Captain Trey Pry continues to catch some really, really big speckled trout. Over into San Antonio Bay, visited with Captain Nathan Bebout, N&M Sportsman's Adventure. And, folks, this is an area that is returning to its historic grandeur, and that's the area around Cedar Bayou, the backside of Matagorda Island to Cedar Bayou, with the opening just really, really turning on. And that at San Antonio Bay is the last bay that has a major influence from major rivers. Mid-coast area, things are turned on, topwater bite, grass beds, shorelines, King Ranch shoreline, Baffin Bay. I mentioned that they had not given up, you know, as many big fish, and all of a sudden a plethora of 8-pound trout were being given up.
Ah.
Port Mansfield, north of Port Mansfield, coming up the land cut, and in Port Isabel, literally just about any of the hot spots around the Causeway and Long Bar, trout and redfish are available. A lot going on.
Well, hey, speaking of best bets, though, I want to say the best bet is my lovely wife, Beth, because this weekend we are celebrating our anniversary.
Ah, congratulations.
And she should be up for sainthood because she has put up with me for 38 years.
I'll second that. Congratulations to you both.
Anyway, checking the Texas Outdoor Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Saturday is the first of two best days of the week. This Sunday is a good one. Monday slips to fair. Tuesday and Wednesday plunge to poor. Thursday rebounds to fair. Friday and next Saturday are good days. Next Sunday is another best day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early afternoon until late afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin during the mid-afternoon hours, last until either side of sunset. On Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday, a major time shift occurs with game becoming active well before sunrise, remaining active until mid-morning. Next Sunday, this feeding period will occur from about sunrise, just before the noon hour. On Friday, April 29, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Monday has a double tide schedule. Tuesday through next Saturday are a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Next Sunday, May the 1st, is another three tide day with two low tides and, two highs or two lows? I got a typo here.
Two low tides and just
one high, perhaps.
One high, right.
There we go. Hello. Also, by the way, that will be the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500.
Yes.
I'd throw that in.
Yeah, absolutely. Next week?
Yep.
No, it's the end of May.
Yeah.
This is the end of April.
Oh.
You're a month ahead.
Well, it's coming up.
It's coming up, right.
Another typo on my part, on my fault.
Okay.
Well, in May. Memorial weekend. There we go. Thank you, thank you. Okay, so we celebrated too much last night. Anyway, yes, that's right. But in May, I'm sorry, Memorial weekend.
Right.
Is the 100th running of...
Oh, God, let's just tear the studio up.
Moving
right along, right. The highly trained professionals that we are. Hunting. We've got wild turkey doing backstrokes and breaststrokes in eight counties as their season comes to an end next Saturday, April 30th. The North Zone turkey season for Rio Grande turkey runs through May 15. The South Zone will conclude next Sunday, May 1, Javelina season through August 31. All right, we're going to regroup when we come back.
Yes, yes.
Michael Collins from Tideline Boats, brand new catamaran. You want to find out about these crafts.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
Hi, you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and it is group participation time here on Texas Outdoor News. Everybody gather around the radio and join Harold and say...
That's right. Grab that radio, too. Hold on and feel the power. And say, hey, Port A.
That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island. Surrounded by pristine bays,
yes,
estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico... Port A is truly the sporting capital, fishing capital of Texas. And nice thing about Port A, there's so many nice things, but particularly given recent weather events,
yes,
it's not really affected by the freshwater runoff on rivers. Coming up the Lydia Ann Channel, fishing's heating up. Dagger, Stedman, East Flats. And if you want to run offshore, already some good fishing. State waters. I got to mention state waters, because out to 9 nautical miles, we can fish for red snapper year-round here in the Lone Star State. And fishing is very, very good.
And if you don't fish, you can just stroll the beaches with your metal detector. I mean, take the kids. Great lodging, wonderful places to dine, and a lot of activities for the whole family.
Absolutely. You can go to their website, portaransas.org, and do a little advanced trip planning, or you can give them a call at 1-800-45-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say...
Absolutely. Remember, when they go hello, you go, hey, Port A.
They love it.
You betcha.
We have been joking about boats, but and the need of boats in Southeast Texas with all the floodwaters. But... last year, I guess the end of the year, I ran across a line of boats that I kind of went, wow, love good marketing. You and I both love good marketing.
You betcha.
And what caught my attention was their ad that said some people have two boats, one for offshore and one for inshore.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people just have a tide line.
Ah, I like that.
I really do. It's a new line of cats coming out of North Carolina. And joining us is co-owner Michael Collins. Michael, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, you know, I tell you what, you know, all of us from boating, for the most part, you know, we're kind of monohull guys, and then we have learned the virtues of catamarans, and I get excited anytime someone comes out. The boat that I was referencing was a 23-foot boat that you're currently producing. You've got other things in the works, but why don't you give a little background as to how Tideline Boats came about.
Sure. And I'd love to take credit for that marketing idea, but George came up with it. So he's my partner in the company, and we both liked it, so that's the ad. We've been running for a while, and that's really kind of our market segment for that. But we started with a 19 back in 2010. We had both had catamarans after owning lots of monohulls throughout our life and everything, and really liked the advantages of the ride and the space and the stability and everything. But we would, you know, constantly get guys that would go out with us, particularly here in North Carolina, that said, well, yo, they ride great, but we just can't get over the way they look. We started thinking about it. We were passionate about boats. And that kind of led us into saying, well, there's no reason they can't look a little bit more traditional and be a little bit more eye-pleasing, but still get all the positive aspects of being a cat. And one thing led to another, and we started talking with naval architects, and we were off and running. So we had built about 30 or so of the 19s, and then about a year or so ago, we came out with the 23, and that's had us busy since then. So we actually have... had to stop production of the 19, just building our 23 now, then have a bigger model on the drawing board for next year.
Yeah, Michael, this is Harold, and Bill, of course, is really nautical. I mean, for goodness sake, he's a captain, for God's sake. But anyway, sure. What are the advantages of this catamaran style? What does that do for you onshore and off and in?
Sure. Well, so the biggest difference is you've got two kind of narrow sponsons, or what we call them, that are going to cut through a wave better than a one broader, wider surface. You can get a really good ride in a monohull by having a really, you know, sharp, deep V, but at that point, then the stability kind of goes away. So what we do, what all catamarans do, is the fact that you still have a sharp surface to cut the wave. It's just two of them, and they're spread apart. So you don't sacrifice stability in order to get that softer ride.
Yeah, let me put it this way, because that was really what caught my attention about Tideline boats. And Harold, your question is on target. Mm-hmm. Michael mentioned a deep V hull and then stability. Well, you know, I'm a big guy. I can be on a cat and I can walk to one side and it's not going to list. It's not going to roll on its V. You think of the Tideline boats. And Michael, I think you probably have about the sharpest entry on sponson, because all cats are not the same, just like all monohulls entry is not the same. I mean, I would say you all have about the sharpest entry, less drag, less contact with water surface of any of the boats on the market. Am I correct?
Well, yeah, barring something like a displacement boat. So you've got a displacement boat like a Glacier Bay,
right,
which is a good boat, but it never really planes. So it's really sharp, but it's a whole different kind of category. But of the planing boats, to where guys would be more more familiar with, I would say, yeah, we're definitely in that sharper category there. And like you said, not only can a big guy walk from one side to the other, but you know, we routinely have three to five guys on one side of the boat, and you're still not, you're barely listing just a couple degrees one way or the other.
Yeah, right. Before we run out real quick, though, Michael, with this the situation and the extra buoyancy and stuff, and you guys ought to have a pretty shallow draft on these, right?
Correct. So even with twin engines and everything, once we tilt the engines up and use the trolling motor, we're drafting about 14 inches or so on that 23.
Very good. Hey, listen, and we're up against the mid-portion of the program. If you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Michael Collins from Tideline Boats right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News. Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground, and for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural Texas have had a trusted financial resource in Capital Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com, financing Texas for 100 years.
I mean, they'll help you. They're not going to loan you money for a firearm, but they'll save you money so you'll have more money to go to Carter's Country and go shopping. Of course, right now we always say the best investment out there is in ammunition, and Carter has everything from Federal you need for pistol, rifle, or shotgun. And right now they've got the 5.56 Tactical Federal Premium on sale. only $7.97 a box. And while you're there, check out the Estate line of shotgun shells, always value priced. But there's other brands there, too. Remington Thunderbolt, high-velocity 22 long rifle. Right now, a 500-round brick, friends, on sale, $29.97. And you 9mm shooters, they've got the brand-new range bucket from Remington, 9mm, 350 rounds, only $89.97. Just some of the many great values right now at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Check things out in advance by going to carterscountry.net. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
We continue our conversation with Michael Collins, co-owner of Tideline Boats. They've got a website, Tideline Boats. Be sure and add that S. TidelineBoats.com to check out their 23-footer and stay up to breast with all the news with this new up-and-coming boat manufacturer. Michael, with a 23, you say you've gone from 19 to 23. And when I met George and started talking to him, I go, if you guys ever decide to move up and go into an over 30 class craft, I want to talk to you. And I understand somebody beat me to the punch. You've got somebody, you kind of let the cat out of the bag. You've got on the drawing boards a bigger craft. You want to talk just a little bit about it and where you are planning
sure.
wise?
I mean, we've got a 35 coming out
right.
That'll be really purely an offshore boat. The 23 is great for offshore work on nice days, but obviously if you're running 100 miles out, you're going to want something bigger than that routinely. And so it's actually the owner that bought our very first 23 has decided to step up to the 35. We are shooting to have that debut somewhere probably around the Miami show of next year if everything goes smoothly.
Of 2017 or 2016?
Of 2017, so
okay.
That would be February.
Gotcha. All right. I want to push on with this because we need to see this boat, but you guys are in North Carolina, and you are a custom, semi-custom type manufacturer. I mean, you'll trick it out however I might want it. So how do we take a look at these boats and find out more information? What's the best way for people to learn more about Tideline and see this craft?
Sure. The first, obviously you mentioned our website, tidelineboats.com is a good place to look at information on the 23, get specs. When you call the company, you either get George and I, we're the two owners. That's how almost all our conversations with owners start. We'll give you some information and price list on options that are available. As far as seeing the boat in person, we typically have different owners or even some charter guys in different places that we can direct somebody to once they've gotten to that point, once they're interested enough. I think we've got an owner or two around Galveston. We've got quite a few in the Louisiana and Mississippi area. We may have another one going to Texas here shortly. So we've just recently gotten back from the Gulfport Boat Show. We're probably going to start looking at a boat show in Texas before too much longer. So that's the best way. And obviously we're always open for guys to come out here and see the plant, see how we build the boat, and we'll go on a test ride, or if time's not a concern, we even turn it into a fishing trip sometimes.
Ooh.
So it just kind of depends on the kind of time frame somebody's got.
Hey, Michael, where in North Carolina are you guys?
We're in Eatonton, North Carolina, is where we build the boats. That's on the Albemarle Sound, which is kind of up in the northeast section of the state. And we're lucky also that our plant is basically 300 yards away from a fairly decent-sized small airport, where if guys have access to a plane or something like that, they'll oftentimes fly in there and take a look at us as well.
Basically, go to look at the Outer Banks,
mm-hmm.
where Kitty Hawk is, and there's your Albemarle Sound,
yeah.
And they're just up the Sound a ways. I was thinking, you all have some big water at times, too. I mean, some rough water, don't you?
Oh, yeah, terrible. I mean, going out of Oregon Inlet, North Carolina, is probably one of the most famous, terrible spots to go. And if you look at some of our old footage and videos, that's actually taken in that place. So, yeah, we're familiar with it. And a lot of people don't realize, they hear Outer Banks all the time and don't realize that our sound system behind that is 30 miles wide and 60 miles north to west. So it's a huge body of water that only gets 20 feet deep. So we're definitely used to having to run through, big open expanses that get really choppy.
Tell you what, again, their website, TidelineBoats.com, and I've done some research, like the 23 rated for 300, and you could put twin 150s on it. It's carrying dual 60-gallon fuel tanks.
And, Bill, we've actually upped that recently as well with the new four-cylinder 200s. We even have a couple guys do that. So we've rated the max up to 400 horsepower on the 23 as well.
Well, you know, I was looking at some of the performance data that was available, and it's quite impressive. I mean, looking at some of the things on traditional cats, I mean, you're, what, two-plus miles per gallon. I mean, you've got a fair range even on your 23.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, generally we're looking at somewhere around a 300-mile range or so with the 23.
Okay.
At a 30-mile-an-hour cruise, we'll get close to 3 miles a gallon. A little faster cruise, 35 to 38, we're usually getting around 2.5.
Well, then you're performing even better than competition. Yeah. That is significant. Again, folks, this caught my eye, and as Harold will attest, I'm a boat nut.
Oh, indeed.
And I needed to find out more and wanted to make sure that we introduced you to Tideline Boats. It's a boat company you're going to be hearing more and more of, and we look forward to continuing to work with Michael and his partner, George Stronach. Michael, we do appreciate you being a guest today on Texas Outdoor News.
Thank you guys for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Michael. Friends, we need to take a break, but we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If a burglar smashes into your house in the middle of the night, do you believe you have the right to defend yourself and your family?
If so, you need to join the National Rifle Association now.
Some say you shouldn't be allowed to have a firearm to protect yourself, even in your own home.
They say because criminals use guns to commit crimes, you can't have a gun to protect yourself from criminals.
If you disagree, join the one group big enough and strong enough to protect your rights. The NRA.
Call 1-877-NRA-2000 now to join NRA.
That's 1-877-NRA-2000. Or go to insureyourgunrights.com.
For $25, you'll get the magazine of your choice, insurance, and if you act now, NRA's 20-piece multi-tool free.
Join the NRA.
Save your firearms.
And stand up for your freedoms. Call 1-877-NRA-2000 now.
Or go to insureyourgunrights.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, it looks like we got lots of fundraisers
indeed
coming up.
Indeed. I'm going to take a deep breath, friends. Get that pen out. Okay, April 28th, Bel Air Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Bel Air, 832-723-6113. That's tickets and info on all these numbers. Okay. Also on the 28th, Mineral Wells Chapter of Ducks Unlimited at Mineral Wells, 940-452-6728. April 29th, Seguin Chapter of Ducks Unlimited. Obviously, in Seguin, 830-305-7838. On the 29th, Ellis County Chapter of Ducks Unlimited in Waxahachie, 214-673-7264. April 30, Permian Basin Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Midland, 732-631-4626.
That's 432.
That's 432. What did I say?
You said 732.
Oh, oops. Okay, 432-631-4626. Well, they got a double dip. Now, anyway, go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck, okay?
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Then take that Ford truck over to Carter's Country and load up. There's always some great deals over there. Right now, the Ruger American Predator. Ooh, four-round rotary magazine, bolt action, caliber 308. Are you ready for this? It's power-bedded. Are you ready for the $399.97? Oh, my. Gives you a lot of money left over to put a nice scope on it. The Zeiss Terra, 3-9. This is a Zeiss, friends. Save $100 on this one, $299.97. Concealed carry, former Governor Perry's favorite, the Ruger LCP 380, weighs about 8 ounces. This is $120 savings. Right now, only $239.97 at Carter's. Great practice, great fun. The Mossberg with a flat-top Picatinny rail, 22 tactical, look just like an AR, weighs about the same as an AR, but it's in 22 long rifle, friends. Only $299.97. And then finally, you want to reach out and touch someone. This is a fantastic firearm. It ought to cost three times as much, especially if it was custom. The Ruger Precision Rifle in 308 Win, and they also have that new Super 6.5 Creedmoor, $1,299.97. But it is an amazing, amazing rifle. Just great values all the time at Carter's Country. Four locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
I want to thank our guest today, Michael Collins from Tideline Boats. Tidelineboats.com is their website. Next week, we're going to preview the huge Texas Bass Classic with our buddy, Tournament Director Lenny Francoeur.
Okay, and that's quite an event, friends. Do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You'll see the list of all our wonderful affiliate stations, so you can hear us anywhere you want to. Also, sign up for the free Stitcher app, and you can hear us on your phone, your computer, anytime you want to. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best-in-Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there, so you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
Yeah.